Ed Littlefield currently lives in Seattle but was born and raised in Sitka. He does freelance music and culture projects, performs with the Native Jazz Quartet, and teaches each summer at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Littlefield has been working with pre-kindergarten through sixth graders at Fawn Mountain. He says the goal is to teach the students something about Tlingit culture and music.
Essentially, what we're trying to do is get some of the songs that I know out there into the world. Again, back where, you know, Southeast Alaska is Tlingit Ani, which is the Tlingit's land. And so I really think that kids in this area should know a little bit about, you know, where they live.
Littlefield says because of the limited teaching time and the complexity of the Tlingit language, simple songs are taught. He says all songs are in the public domain.
So they're not owned by any clan, which means that they can actually take them with you. So I teach them who sang the song, kind of what area it's from, and who I learned it from.
Fawn Mountain and Point Higgins music teacher Tia Wilhelm says she attended the Basic Arts Institute in Ketchikan 2 summers ago and was impressed by Littlefield's teaching style and energy.
How he could work positively with people who are musicians and ones who had never held a drum before. They all responded to him in a great way, and I thought he'd be a good match for Fawn Mountain, and indeed he is. The kids have been responding really well to him with lots of smiles, and the staff responded really well to the staff training last week and learned some new techniques to use with the kids. So it's been positive all around.
Littlefield worked with a core group of fifth graders on skits, songs, language, movement, and body percussion.
Ready, go! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, ready, turn! Did we make it? Almost. Let's we can clean it up. Clean it up. Let's make it better. 1, 2, ready, go!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, turn!
Super good, you guys.
The fifth graders prepared for both school and public performances. A big part of the classes is teaching students not to talk during activities and to follow directions.
The beauty of what I do, ladies and gentlemen, is I would like to teach you stuff, but I'm actually teaching you things about human life and like how to be a successful person. So we're going to do that again, and we're going to follow the instructions. How much talking do I want?
Zero.
Zilch. Nada. Zippo.
Negative zero.
I want negative zero talking.
A group of fourth graders learned the halibut hook song. Littlefield had the students repeat an English translation of the words and then had them sing the song in Tlingit.
Repeat after me. Oh, what a fine halibut hook that is.
Oh, what a fine halibut hook that is.
What fine twine is on it.
What fine twine is on it.
So, 1, 2, join me on the easy ones.
He also had the children add motions as if they were fishing for halibut. Littlefield says he enjoys sharing Tlingit culture and language, as well as music, and hopes students will continue to explore the culture.